A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
The sun rises over a residential neighborhood. Text appears. Haren, the Netherlands. An elder white man plants something in an elevated garden bed.
Haren is a very calm and green and peaceful place. We don't have tourists here in Haren. And that's what we like. Normally, there's nothing happening. Apart from that one particular day.
Videos flash. A fire rages. People carry a barricade. A young white man drives.
Haren!
September 21st, 2012.
It was Friday night. We are pumped up to go to the party. We're going to the biggest birthday party in the history in the Netherlands.
The strangest thing, it was in like this small town. It was the first time I heard from this place, Haren.
A Facebook invitation to a girl's 16th birthday party went viral. The girl had posted a message inviting her friends, but forgot to mark the event as private.
All I wanted was just to have a good 16th birthday, but it really got a bit out of control.
Some of my friends said it might be turning into a Project X party.
At night, a crowd dances.
Project X, that movie, fueled the fire.
In a movie clip, someone wields a flamethrower.
Wait a minute, 17,000 people are invited to my house? Are they gonna show up?
It was a scary situation. If this Project X escalates, we will have disaster.
Subtitles. Let's be clear. There is no party here.
Fuck off. We're gonna do this real movie in real life.
Let's go.
A Netflix documentary series.
Everybody was jumping, drinking beer, having fun.
A young white man holds a stereo over his head.
The energy just made a 180 all of a sudden.
A raw production. Fire shoots into the air.
People just went berserk.
Was completely out of control.
Oh my God, they are gonna destroy everything.
Cops charge.
I was very worried they would reach the house and destroy whatever they could. Just burn it down, pretty much like in the movie.
Videos flash. At night, a young person holds an upside-down street sign. People shove a line of shopping carts. Fires burn. The title appears, Trainwreck, The Real Project X. In the daytime, a train pulls into a station. A young white woman with long blonde hair, Marta, steps off the train. She walks through the station.
After everything that happened with the party, I left the Netherlands.
She gets in a car, Haren, the Netherlands, 2024.
Nowadays, I don't come home that much anymore. I don't think the Dutch have forgotten what happened.
She wears an engagement ring.
People see the Netherlands as quite a party country. A lot is permitted here, right? Weed, prostitutes.
But in reality, the Netherlands is very controlled.
The Dutch don't like it when people break their unwritten rules.
But I never tended to be someone who conformed. Sometimes when I talk to my dad, he would just sort of remind me that, you know, when you stick your head above the grass, it also might get cut off.
2012, Marta. In a reenactment, Marta uses a computer.
When I turned 16, I told my parents I would love to throw a birthday party here at home. I mean, 16 is an important birthday for us in the Netherlands, especially because the drinking age then was 16. Back then, everyone used Facebook for everything. Popularity was associated with how many friends you had, you know, how many likes you got. People wanted to show that they were fun, right? That they were doing cool things. So I created the event, something like Marta's 16th birthday. I invited 78 people, to be exact.
It asked whether I wanted to make it public or private.
I clicked public.
In a gym, women play volleyball. In a classroom, a brunette woman, Illo, and a blonde woman, Fena, sit for an interview.
We met Marta in 2012 when she joined our volleyball team. She was a new girl, she didn't know anybody. We went to different schools. We lived in the city center of Groningen.
Groningen, population 193,127.
And she was from a smaller town next to Groningen called Haren.
Population 18,460.
People living in Groningen view people living in Haren as, yeah, they're from Haren, they're probably posh. Yes. Didn't have to be, but everybody thought it. But eventually, her personality was completely different than we expected.
Facebook photos of Mirta appear.
She could make jokes about herself. She was very easy to talk to. She fitted right in. When she invited us, we were super excited to come to her party. Mirta was a lot of fun to hang out with.
Mirta.
We all loved watching Hollywood films. Things like Mean Girls, Easy A, Hangover.
Life in these movies was quite different than from what we experienced in the Netherlands.
And kids my age wanted to experience something similar.
A Facebook event attendee count climbs. 14 days to the party, 8:30 a.m.
When I got to school the next day, now and then I was looking at my phone. Ah, the old iPhone. So small. I can't remember how we could type on it with a screen of this size. I guess it was the first time when you could use social media on your phone. So events were in the palm of your hand now, and you always knew what was going on. Somewhere around lunchtime, the number of attendees was ticking up slowly, but nothing out of the ordinary.
Laurens.
I was chilling out in between classes.
A blue-eyed white man shoots a basket.
Suddenly, I got a ping on my phone, and it was an invite to the party. I went to school with Mirta, but I wasn't really friends with her. She lived in a nice house. They're a little bit elite. Everyone in our school knows where they live. Looks like a little bit of the Home Alone house. And of course it looked like a good house for a party. And then I saw it was a public party. I was a little bit of a rebel, so I thought, wouldn't it be funny if I invite more people? Yeah. But I couldn't invite all of my people at once. So I needed to click on every person who was in my contact list to invite them personally. It took me a long time to do it. I sent like 500 invites. And everyone was so excited about inviting more friends.
1 p.m.
After the break, one of my friends came up to me to say, Lauren's crashing your event and talking about inviting a lot of people. That's probably when I started to check my phone. There were now 3,000 people invited to my party. What the hell is going on?
People were very enthusiastic and they're posting things on the timeline of the event.
In a meme of Mirta, a speech bubble reads, shit.
And then some of my friends said it might be turning into a Project X party.
Illo watches a clip.
Mom, Dad, it's me, Thomas. I wanted to be cool for one night.
The Project X movie came out earlier in 2012.
Tonight's about changing the game.
Every teenager wants to go to a party like that. I remember people jumping off roofs.
A teen jumps off a roof into a swimming pool.
The worst nightmare of a parent.
A teen hurls a bottle onto a windshield.
Hello?
Thomas?
Dad, hey.
Well, we just wanted to call one last time. Make sure you were safe for the night.
This is too much out of control.
A car drives into a swimming pool.
Best party movie ever.
Now people were hyping each other up, posting pictures of, you know, the gnome with the ecstasy.
Suddenly, I got texts, messages on my phone. What a really good idea. And then it went rolling and rolling.
1:30 p.m.
Yeah, it was exciting and it was cool. So I took to Twitter and tweeted something like, just 3,500 people coming. I really thought it's just a joke. It will calm down. But it just didn't stop.
The number of invites went up and up. It was doubling, tripling.
It was crazy.
2 p.m.
I don't think we had any class at all.
2:30.
It was just people hanging over tables and absorbing this crazy thing that was happening. And also the teacher was sort of into it. At this point, it's starting to feel like maybe this isn't going to stop by itself. So I looked at my phone and I tried to find an option to delete the event. But at that time, you couldn't from the phone. It was only possible on a desktop version.
3 p.m.
But I couldn't go home yet.
So there was nothing I could do in this moment. When the class finally finished, I quickly took my bicycle and went home. I definitely felt I can't hide this. Like, I have to ring the alarm bells.
5:30 p.m.
But I don't think my parents really understood social media. You know, whenever I posted anything on Facebook, they would say, oh, did you send them an email? And so I showed my dad the event. And he was more like, huh? What happened? 17,000 people are invited to my house? Are they gonna show up? But he did realize quite early the trouble that the whole family was in. So my mom started calling the police to see if she could find someone that could help us. But I'm not sure the police understood what the Facebook event was. So we decided that it would be best for me to delete the event. It was a mixed feeling, right? Okay, now it's a good thing that it's over. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like an anticlimax or something.
Hrolninga, a light-skinned black man in glasses, sits for an interview. Yorick.
I don't have any connection to Myrta, except that I saw her birthday party on Facebook. And it was like the first event to explode like this. I was an 18-year-old kid, and I just wanted to experience the one epic party, like the Project X. I remember getting something to drink, refreshed my Facebook, and I saw it was gone. 404, page not found. I was a little bit disappointed. Things don't happen here. I was having fun, everybody was having fun, and for me, it felt like it was too early to end. So that's when I created the copycat event at Myrta's house. I called it Project X Hare, a surprise birthday party for her.
7 p.m.
That evening, I had plans to go to the cinema with one of my best friends. And so we were standing in the line for the popcorn and hearing the people in front of us. Oh my God, did you see that event? Project X, yeah, I'm gonna go. We're like, what the fuck? What's going on? My phone is blowing up with messages. This new event has been created using a lot of references to the Project X movie and inviting everyone to my house. What the hell? Who did this?
Yorick sits in a dark bedroom.
It went really crazy and viral. There's meme after meme after meme after meme.
A Game of Thrones meme reads, "Brace yourself, Myrta. Project X is coming."
And the memes is what really did it for me, because I'm a meme fanatic. So I was just bawling.
There were other memes of like, where is the party? Here is the party. One of them photoshopped me. It was really surreal. Like, you can't believe that this is happening to you. What on earth was I gonna do?
10 days to the party. Hrolninga, a white man, sits at a bar. Chris, the night mayor.
I was the first elected night mayor of Groningen.
He removes sunglasses.
And I was responsible for all the nightlife in the city, organizing festivals, dealing with bars, with problems. In the Netherlands, it looks very liberal, but there's also a lot of structure, a lot of rules in the background. We have sent the council, but after 5 o'clock, they go home. And I come in. I was on Facebook, and I saw this event coming up. It was a little bit weird, because it was an event in Haren. It's a little bit of a boring town. Nothing is happening there, only some rich kids living there. But then I started to receive phone calls from the residents. And they had a bad feeling about there was something not really right.
On a residential block, the elder white man looks out a window.
I really thought it potentially could go wrong.
Arnold, Haren resident.
But I could not do anything on my own. I thought action should come from local authorities.
I was just working on my laptop.
Mariska, Haren counselor.
And then there was this message popping up on the phone.
Mariska, a middle-aged white woman, holds a phone.
Somebody had sent me the Project X trailer. There were the streets that were on fire. My thought then was, oh my God, they are gonna destroy everything.
A car drives into a pool.
if this is going to happen in a little village like Haren, we will have disaster. I love Haren very much, really very much. In fact, I was a member of city council on the opposite side of the mayor. I thought this is gonna be huge. So I tried to warn the mayor.
Rob Batts, mayor of Haren.
But he was away for a couple of days, so I couldn't reach him.
I tried to contact the mayor. I want to help. I want to solve this problem. Something a nightmare has to do. But he didn't respond. So every day I called the city council of Haren. They were used to dealing with lampposts, crossings. So they were not taking it serious.
We must find a way to stop this. We must find a way to protect people in Haren.
7 days to the party.
My parents at this point started to get a bit worried. Are people actually going to show up? You know, will we not have a house anymore in 1 week? And then we obviously started thinking about, okay, what can we do in order to take this down? The admin of Project X Haren was someone called Jorik Clark. So we went back and forth a little bit, you know, making snarly comments at each other.
Comments. Märta, the party isn't for people who have such a big head that they thought they were invited. Jorik, from that comment, it's clear that you just turned 16.
I think she liked the attention. Yeah. I made her Facebook famous.
Jorik didn't understand that it really had an impact on my life and on our family, and I don't think he grasped that. But I wanted to try to convince him to take it down. And so a friend who was connected to him on Facebook, she gave me his number.
I'm hesitant to pick up numbers, I don't know, but I was like, fuck it. So I slide it, I pick it up, and it says, hey, is this Jorik? I'm like, yeah, who am I speaking with? Well, this is Murta's dad. And I was like, oh, shit. And he was a little mad at me. And he explained to me, like, people were climbing over their fence and taking pictures of them inside their living room. And that was the point that it finally hit me. If I'm actually ruining their lives, that's not something I want. So that's when I put out the message, saying that the party's over. And people didn't like that.
Jorik's cancellation post appears. Angry reactions float up the screen.
When he finally took it down, obviously there was a lot of relief. It's over. Then, a few hours later, another event popped up. Which was crazy.
It shocked me. It was like an exact copy of my page.
The numbers went up very, very fast.
There were already 30,000 people invited.
By Jesse Hobson and Yves de Feuer.
It was a weird name to have. De Feuer obviously has a very negative connotation in the German language. So I thought I'd try to reason with the admins, saying how serious it was and how really we were urging and really asking them to take it down because it was having a really big impact on our lives. And it wasn't just a joke. And the only response that I got were two words, eat shit.
4 days to the party.
The rumors about this party started getting bigger and bigger. There was going to be a stage and there were artists coming. Heineken was even going to sponsor the event, like it was some kind of festival. That was crazy.
Text on a flyer reads, Haren presents Project X.
I was listening to radio in the car and suddenly they were talking about Project X.
Subtitles, Märta speaking, radio host. It's Timor and Cohn from 3FM.
Hi.
The party's coming up.
Binnenkort.
Unfortunately, everyone had my phone number. And one of the first calls that I got was from the Cohn and Sander show. I didn't really know what to do. I just sort of kept talking.
Märta, the party is definitely canceled. Host, you could have had 6,000 presents. Märta, that'd be great, but it wouldn't cover the cost of a new house. By the way, am I live on the radio right now?
Yeah, 3FM! Märta!
Märta throws a phone down.
Then it went huge in the national media.
Newscasters, the town of Haren is getting ready for the arrival of thousands of unwanted partygoers. 50,000 invitations have now been sent via the internet.
One, two, three, do it!
Do it.
A banner dropped from the roof of a building reads Project X Haden, September 21st, Staschenwag 33.
When a crazy video of a poster rolling off of a building hit the news, we started realizing, okay, this is really going to happen.
There were already rumors about people getting on buses from different cities in the Netherlands.
Subtitle. Residents on the Staschenwag in Haden are worried. First.
There were now thousands and thousands of people coming. It's even bigger than I was thinking at the start.
The invite count passes 300,000.
I had a very nasty feeling. We are just not ready to host all these people.
Arnold frowns.
At this point, we kept the curtains closed 24/7. People were always taking pictures of the house. I couldn't go to volleyball. I couldn't go to school. People started making masks of my face. It's almost like the Purge, where you're trapped in your house and people are ringing the doorbell and trying to get in.
A movie clip plays.
Our target for this year's Purge is hiding in your home.
It wasn't just, you know, people making fun anymore. It also became a little bit scary.
One day to the party.
A day before the party, I was getting more and more nervous. I was thinking that this is not a place where you want to host a few thousand people. It's going to be very, very dangerous. If the council don't take it seriously, I had to come with a plan.
Chris the Nightmare puts on headphones.
The only solution was to organize alternative party outside of Haren. I said to the city council, I don't want to make a penny on this. So they were like, oh, this may be a good idea. Can you work that out for us? Normally it takes months to organize a very big party. We only had like 24 hours to organize this. I sent the plan, but Mayor Butts had the final say. And I was really praying that he was making the right choice.
The day before the party, I was invited for a meeting with the mayor. And I really hoped that the mayor would say to us, okay, I made a decision and I will close every road to Haren, so no one can come in. But the mayor didn't want to do that.
Subtitles. I have a very clear message. This party is canceled. Just so everyone is clear, there was no party here.
Dat hier geen feest is.
I got a bit angry when I heard that. Why don't you take the youth seriously? There was no kid that thought, oh, well, if he says there's no party, I believe him. It was too late. It was the wrong message.
Chris picks up a phone.
I received a call from the city council. The mayor decided to not do this alternative party, but just work with police. They were very stupid and they were naive. There was no music, there was no stage, there was nothing. And if you don't provide these things, the kids will find ways to have a good time.
An intro plays, scenes of white men drinking and fighting flash. Thomas, Gael, Stuk.tv.
Stuck means broken. We want to break television channels because they have rules. We hate rules. We do like jackass stuff. Crazy challenges every fucking week.
Thomas zaps Giles' bare butt with an electric fly swatter.
Everybody was texting, hey, are you going to Project X Haren?
This party's gonna be epic. Everybody's gonna talk about it, so you need to be there.
We had a dream. We want to have the biggest YouTube channel in the world. So this was our move. Let's fucking film this shit and let's have fun.
Want to go to Haren? Party Project X!
September 21st, 2012, day of the party.
It was the morning of the party.
9 a.m.
The city council of Haren asked me to help monitor social media because they did not have that experience.
Gilbert.
I was asked to put the message out that there would not be a party.
Tweet, there is no party in Haren.
My boss told me, do whatever it takes. Just keep telling the public, do not come to Haren. There is no party. But we were just this tiny town with four likes. We started to interact, but it was impossible to do. This was a David and Goliath situation.
A reply reads, check Twitter, lots of people are coming.
When I checked Facebook on the day of the event, about 350,000 people had been invited, so the timeline was just streaming with posts.
A post reads, anyone coming past Gouda with a party bus?
People were gearing up to come.
Pick up the boys and go to Project X Hagen. 2.5 liters of beer, 8 hours of partying.
My youngest daughter worked in the supermarket. She told me that there were a lot of strange people buying a lot of alcohol.
Everyone was just trying to get their hands on alcohol. We were 16, and in the Netherlands, that means that you can drink, and we didn't need a fake ID like McLovin.
In a clip from Superbad, McLovin shows a clerk his fake ID. People get off a train. Reporter, why did you decide to get the train here to Hagen? Teen, just out of curiosity, really. It'll be an experience to see something like this. 1 p.m.
By lunchtime, there were people really gathering in front of the house in large numbers and planning to stay.
Visitors and reporters gather on the street.
The press was ringing the doorbell a lot.
Reporter, still quiet at Merta's. We'll ring the doorbell. Good afternoon. Merta's father, no cameras. Reporter, her father has had enough of this. Arnaud, news reporter.
I was doing live coverage for Project X Hagen. When I drove to Merta Street, they had taken away the street signs.
A man removes a street sign.
I guess it was kind of funny. People have navigation on their phone, so it's not very hard to get there.
Several cops stand in the road.
When I looked outside, so many people had gathered in front of the house that it started to feel unsafe. So that was the moment where I said, I want to go.
There were too many people standing in front of her house, and the police decided, okay, we're going to stop this. And they were closing both ends of the street.
I was very relieved that we left.
A car drives off.
When we arrived at my aunt's house, I don't think we said much. We just sat there watching everything as it unfolded.
Reporters, just 2 more hours and the party starts in Hagen for 16-year-old Merta. The man next to me now, police spokesman Paul Heidenus, stands here with a cautious smile. Mr. Heidenus, I understand you have 300 police officers on standby. Paul, I won't say anything about the measures we have taken, but let it be clear, we know what we are doing. 5 p.m.
Everything was under control. When my shift ended, so I left. I was cycling, and then I stopped, and I saw this endless line of cars coming in and people walking towards Hagen. We were outnumbered. So I called the people at the town hall, and I said, this message we put out, it didn't work.
A drone hovers above the massive, growing crowd.
Every time a train arrived, I saw this stream of people walking past us.
Thomas.
I didn't know Merta, but I'm a party animal myself. And we was just walking to Hagen, you know, with a big-ass group. Vibes was nice.
The dense crowd fills the street.
When I arrived at the party, then I saw people having fun.
7 p.m. Arnold gazes out his window.
We could hear the shouting and screaming. We closed the doors and we closed the windows. You cannot do very much more than that. Very scary, very scary.
People in the crowd jump up and down.
The busier it got, the crazier it got, really.
Several young men lift up an older man and bounce up and down. Reporters raise their cameras, snapping photos. A young man drives up. Young man, chaos. A young woman smiles. Young woman, this is absolutely crazy. As night begins to fall, Guile walks down the bustling street. Guile, I've never known someone with so many friends. Thomas, Project X Hagen can start. We are here.
Everybody was jumping, drinking beer, having fun.
They were thinking, let's have the best night of our life.
A young man holds a stereo over his head.
Everybody was screaming like crazy animals.
Crowd, where is the party? The party is here.
I loved it.
Arnaud stares off.
I still sometimes, in my head, sing this song, Marisatvesia, because that's what I heard all night. A lot of these young people were really expecting to find some sort of a party, and all they found was barriers and a few police officers and a crowd that was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And every time I was going live, these strange, stupid things happened.
Reporter.
Arnaud.
Arnaud. Hey, guys, what are you doing here? Young man. Good vibes, motherfucker.
And I was like, how long are we going to keep this going?
Arnaud. A Facebook party attracts strange people from all over the country. I've just been showered in whiskey. I think it's time to move on from here. Reporter. Good, Arnaud Bode. Thank you. 8 p.m.
I went walking with the dog to the center to see what is happening.
Mariska walks a little white dog.
Behind me, there was a group of people chanting, making noise. And then suddenly I felt a hit on the head, and immediately I heard glass breaking. They threw a bottle at my head. The dog started to shake. That's when I felt that the atmosphere turned around. You could feel it in the air. You could see in a minute it can explode.
Guile. We are now in Merta Street, and it's madness.
It looks like we entered football stadium.
Thousands and thousands of young people.
Guile, and we only have 10 officers. Cops wear reflective yellow jackets and vests. Barricades hold back the giant crowd.
I saw so many people. More and more and more.
A dense line of young people moves down a sidewalk.
And I was like, no way that there's 300 police officers in the village right now. There was obviously no plan.
These were not riot police. They were just regular cops. We were looking at each other like scared.
The police, they were outnumbered by thousands, and I wasn't sure that they were going to hold the line much longer. I was very worried they would reach the house and burn it down, pretty much like in the movie.
Chaotic scenes from the movie Flash.
They saw the movie Project X. They want to have the party in the house. They want to have the swimming pool, but they don't get it.
And people get really, really drunk.
Partygoers drink.
And then some people get aggressive.
Someone sprays aerosol into lighters, creating jets of flame. A frowning Guile makes a cutting gesture. A streetlight shakes back and forth violently.
Everybody was screaming. And we thought, what the hell is happening here?
I opened up my Twitter. I saw him start to throw bottles. And suddenly I hear a lot of sirens. Oh no, now it's gonna happen.
Vehicles with flashing blue emergency lights drive up the street.
If you invite the police to a party, there's only one outcome. That's gonna be a riot.
Guile flinches. Guile, the police have fired a warning shot.
The police make one fucking big mistake. They were trying to push us away.
Cops rush forward as crowd members flee. Fuck off. Guile, now it's really getting out of hand. Young man, fuck, it's getting crazy now. Cops march forward. Guile runs with the crowd.
They started a war that they couldn't win.
Young man, it was the police that provoked this.
Nothing ever happens here, and we are not allowed to go crazy. People tasted that freedom, and When the riot police started to take it away, people just went berserk.
Crowd members lift up a section of the barricade. Others throw downed branches at the police. A cop drags a downed barricade. A young woman provokes the cops. Thomas, how long will the police let this go on?
I was worried about my dad because he had decided to stay. He wanted to be there for the neighbors. I hope that he wouldn't somehow get caught up in that crowd.
We didn't go to the party. And I also didn't want to contribute to a crowd that is putting her family in danger. I remember the footage from the news. It was the police hitting people.
The police were getting also aggressive. If somebody was getting close to the police would smash the guy.
The crowd scatters as cops advance. Cops swarm around a young person and beat them into the ground.
I was filming this. I was like, okay, oh my God, what's happening here? I never seen this before. The Netherlands like hit people that hard when they are laying on the ground. It was wayo.
I fell down, and yeah, riot police started like attacking my legs with their bats and stuff, you know? But I managed to get up and got away. And I was like, okay, you want to treat me like a rioter? Then I will become a rioter.
Rioters throw things at the cops, including a bicycle and a barrier. A young man sits atop a street sign. People run off with a red and white barrier.
I saw people bending down a pole, so I just decided to help them.
Several people bend the metal pole of a road sign.
I saw people.
A cop kicks a young man.
Running through our garden to avoid the police. Normally you see it on television and it's far away, but now we had it in our front yard.
People were throwing Molotov cocktails into the cars.
Fire consumes a car.
And I thought, oh my God, this is like Call of Duty. This is real. This is fucking real.
People roll lines of shopping carts at the cops.
I saw this very big guy grabbing a pole, and he just started bashing in the windows of those supermarkets. The thing that was going through my head was, free cigarette.
A big guy breaks a shop window.
So I put on my hood. And I was actually the first one to go inside. So I just filled up the bag to the brim. I was living in the moment. I felt alive, I guess, you know?
People loot the shop.
We were just filming the robbery. But that was a wrong decision. In just 1 second, shit hits the fan.
Hey! Hey! They're filming us! They're filming us! Grab them! Grab them!
The footage shakes, then cuts to black.
And after a few seconds, you were laying on the ground, and people were trying to get his camera. Give me the camera!
I like, saw this camera. Arms with big tattoos, like, bam, bam.
And the only thing that I could do is grab the people away from him because I want to have the footage. We filmed something new. So if you have 500 subscribers in Holland, just 500, this was the moment for us to grow in.
Yeah, and you want to save my life because otherwise...
That's the second part. No, no, no.
Without him, I was pretty dead.
We jumped him over a roof, right?
I was really scared.
The camera, they hit it really hard. But we managed to get the tape. We saved it.
In a car, Guile. Okay, that's it, no more. Thomas, what we just experienced was insane. I was scared to death.
We are sitting in a car, and we're saying, we have gold.
Let's get out of this war zone.
They start the car. At the riot, a flash grenade bursts.
At some point in the evening, my dad was told by the police that two girls had died in the crowd.
Mertha's eyes shift, her lips tighten.
Sorry.
Her eyes fill with tears.
So that was tough. People are dying on your birthday party, and somehow the role you played in that, and it's just the empty feeling, like it's you can't grasp that, I don't think.
Reporters, on Twitter there are rumors that a girl has been crushed to death, but there are tweets that say it's not true. What do you know? We also read Twitter and have the same information, but we have not heard this from the police.
I wanted to bike home, but I just couldn't because there was glass everywhere. It looked like a tornado had hit the town. And I was walking and I felt guilty. I'm so sad to be associated with this.
An upside-down car burns. Police arrest a shirtless man.
Later, luckily, we heard that nobody had died. But I think the emotional impact is already done.
As it got to midnight, the police finally took control and things calmed down. And then I saw this car. The windscreen was smashed, the side mirrors were off, while there were footsteps on the top of the car. There was this big triangle-shaped brick on the passenger seat. I was standing there looking at it, and then behind me I heard this voice of a colleague of mine. Is that your car? I said, yep, that's mine. I've kept the brick as a sort of a souvenir. My girlfriend has asked me a couple of times, are we still keeping that? And I'm like, yeah, we're keeping the brick.
We stayed up the whole night, cutting the film. Put it out on a website. After 1 hour, it goes viral.
A view counter rises to 1 million.
Yeah, that was the really first big hit for Stuck TV.
It started with Project X Hare, and after 12 years, we are one of the biggest YouTube channels in Holland.
Mayor Bots. From initial analysis, we are dealing with what I can only call scum. Who, in a violent, well-prepared manner, consciously sought out confrontation.
The mayor and the police, they didn't take responsibility. He called the kids scum. I didn't agree with him. The kids were just coming to Haren to have a good time. And they did everything to not provide that.
Reporters, the rioters have left the people of Haren in shock. The total cost of the damage is unknown. Man, all the windows are broken. It's so bad. We'll have to work hard today to get hot and clean again. We're still the best community in the Netherlands.
Sorry.
The next day, I went for a walk with my husband and everything was already cleaned up. I was very, very proud of the people in my town.
People worked together to put up a shop sign.
I woke up with a hangover, and everything was all over Facebook. And people tagging my name under those videos. Fucking snitches. This was gonna come back on me one way or another, so I just decided to go back and return what I stole. I was like, oh, damn, I fucked up.
Text appears over black. Over 100 people were eventually arrested after police analysis of video evidence. 17 were charged with crimes related to the riots. A newscast plays. Reporter, on tonight's show, what are the consequences of the critical report on Project X Haren for the mayor and the police chief? Text, after the riots, there was an inquiry into Mayor Botts and the chief of police's handling of Project X. At a press conference, Mariska, the one time he should have been here and not taken any risks and just protected the people, it did not go well. Mayor Botts.
Dingen hadden anders gemoeten.
Things should have gone differently. Let there be no misunderstanding about that. And for that, here today, I apologize. Text. text, after mounting public pressure, Mayor Botts resigned. He declined to participate in this documentary. Sunlight shines over the quaint town.
A couple of years after Project X, I was at a party and in comes walking Merte. And I was like, well, I recognized her immediately, but because of the shame I felt, I didn't say anything.
His face looked familiar, but I couldn't quite place it.
She looked at me, I looked at her, and she was like, you're that guy, right? I was like, yeah, that's me. She's like, okay, it's fine, it's in the past, don't worry about it. And we were young and stupid.
I don't think most people that came to the party were intending to riot or to commit a crime. I think a lot of people came because they wanted a party. I think it's sort of a normal, inherent thing in teenagers around that age that they want to rebel and take their freedom, express their personalities. I definitely would have gone if it wasn't my party.
Audio description provided by International Digital Center, written by Kyle Rocco East and Stephen Christopher, voiced by Denise Halfyard. Credits, director, Alex Wood. Executive producers for Raw, Shoan Adelisoy De Nicola, Alexander Marengo, Tim Wardle. Executive producers for BBH, Casey Feldman, Erica Roberts, William Swan. Series producer, Ben Rumney. Line producer, Matthew Rangecroft. Director of photography, Jean-Louis Schuller. Editor, Livia Serpa. Composer, Matthew Davidson. Copyright 2025 Netflix. Logos, Raw, BBH Entertainment. Albert Certified Production.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.